Hey, this is Sandy Toomer, and this is episode 2 of the Church Coffee Shop podcast brought to you by Coffee for Missions. This was originally aired on Friday, March 31st, 2017. Enjoy. Well, hello and welcome to the Church Coffee Shop podcast. I'm Sandy Toomer. How are you today? Well, if you're listening to this, you've probably been to the Coffee for Missions website, maybe read through some of the pages there that we've written about us. But today, though, I want to talk to you about our why. Yeah, we have great coffee. A lot of people tell us that, and we're very, very, very proud of what we produce. But if you knew that a portion of each purchase was recycled back into ministry, what would you say? Well, that's why we exist. In your church, in your ministry, in your business, you have to buy other products, you know, electricity, insurance, all sorts of things to keep the place operational. But most of those do not have any kind of provision to give back. I mean, they may donate to charities, but you need to ask yourself this question. Are they aligned with your faith-based beliefs, what they give to charity? Their charitable giving may support abortion, for example, or their charitable gifts may support lifestyles that you don't stand for. At Coffee for Missions, our tithe from sales goes back into ministry that are aligned with ministries and organizations that you probably support already and would support without question. We support Christian pregnancy counseling services. Samaritan's Purse is another one. We love what Franklin Graham's doing. Missions and missionaries that minister all over the world. And of course, our church here in Auburn, Church of the Highlands. The difference is one that you can support. But there's another big bonus. The bonus is our coffee is really good. I have to tell you a story about one of our churches here locally, First Baptist Church of Opelika, who's been purchasing our coffee for about 12 years. And they said when they switched to our coffee, the first thing they noticed was their coffee consumption went up. The next thing they noticed was they did not have to have the young folks go around with plastic bags and pick up all the empty, not empty, but half empty and barely touched cups of coffee from the institutional coffee they were using because it just didn't taste good. And people would get it just to have something warm in their hand and sip on, but they very rarely finished the cups. And so they had to go around and pick all these up. With ours, not only did they not have to do that, there were no empty cups left around. People began bringing their own insulated mugs and big coffee cups from home so they could get a big cup of it instead of the little 8-ounce styrofoam cups that the church had. And I think that right there is very telling. We've been craft roasting specialty Arabica coffee since 2006. We use a unique roasting method that uses infrared heating blocks. And I have a page on the website that goes into detail about that. But the bottom line is that our unique infrared roasting method produces what we call a full-bodied, a very aromatic, tasty coffee, but has no burnt flavor, has no aftertaste, nothing. In fact, a lot of people switch from using creamers and sugars in their coffee to just get the goodness of the black coffee, and black coffee is healthier if you can leave that out. Our black coffee, you'll start to pick up some of the flavor characteristics of the individual coffees, whether it's from Colombia or from Costa Rica or Brazil or Africa or Indonesia. You'll start to pick up a lot of the stuff you hear people talk about, chocolate and leathery and fruity flavors and all that stuff, which you can't pick that up when you're drinking it with a hazelnut creamer and two bags of Splenda in it. So it's got that benefit. And infrared coffee roasting also uses a lower temperature and basically heats the coffee bean up from the inside out, which makes it more evenly roasted. I said it doesn't have a burnt taste, and a lot of people confuse burnt, though, with bold here because you've had your taste buds confused, and they call that a bold coffee when it's actually a burnt coffee. Ours is bold. We have a bold roast. Our Tanzanian, for example, Tanzanian peaberry, Ethiopian Sodomino, these are a dark roast or a bold roast, but they have absolutely zero, none, not a burnt taste, no aftertaste in them. They're just very smooth coffees. So we would ask you to give us a try today. And as we say here at Coffee for Missions, we are great coffee supporting the Great Commission. I hope that's helped you understand a little bit more about us. Have a good day and God bless. Well, that's it for this episode of the Church Coffee Shop Podcast. Check back. We'll be adding more soon. Hey, and while you're listening, why not pop over to our e-store and get a few bags of our Coffee for Missions coffee to try? You will taste the difference right away. We have great coffee that supports the Great Commission. Until next time, have a great day, and God bless.